to Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
这段话我们要读，从分三个段落来读啊。
We will break it into three sessions.
12节到14节。
From verse 12 to 14.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。像你们更是这样。我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念的、所认识的。 我也盼望你们到底还是要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣的日子以你们夸口一样。Verse
12. For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially toward you. For we write nothing else to you than what you read and understand, and we hope you will understand until the end, just as you also partially did understand us, that we are your reason to be proud as you also are ours in the day of our Lord Jesus.
15-16节，我既然这样深信，就早有意到你们那里去，叫你们再得益处，也要从你们那里经过，往马其顿去。 再从马其顿回到你们那里，叫你们给我送行，往犹太去。Verse
15-16. In this confidence, I intended at first to come to you, so that you might twice receive a blessing, that is, to pass your way into Macedonia, and again from Macedonia to come to you, and by you to helped on my journey to Judea.
17到22节，我有此意，岂是反复不定吗？ 我所起的意，岂是从情欲起的，叫我忽是忽非吗？我指的神信使的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有是而又非的，因为我和希拉并提摩太，在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督，总没有是而又非的，在他只有一世，神的应许，不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。 叫神因我们得荣耀，那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神，他用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。Verse
17-22. Therefore, I was not vacillating when I intended to do this, was I? Or would I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh, so that with me there will be yes, yes and no? No, at the same time. But as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in him. For as many as the promises of God, in him there are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge.
我们继续有些祷告。
Let us have a pray.
我们感谢赞美你，在主日的早晨，你爱子复活的日子，我们再一次聚到你的面前。
Our Father, we thank you. On the day of Sunday, on the day of resurrection, that we can gather and remember you.
因为再一次在你面前研读你的话，交通你的话，聆听你自己的话语。
May we come before you to drink your word, to meditate on your word, and to listen to your words.
愿圣灵宝会师再次把这段宝贝的话翻译、启示、简明在我们心里。
May the Holy Spirit, our mediator, translate, revealed, and explain these words in our hearts. So that we can truly come understand that you are a faithful God. We pray this in Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
哥林多后书是保罗写给哥林多教会的第二本书。
Second Corinthians, the second book that Paul wrote for Corinthians.
在这卷书里头, 他把在他在神面前的学习啊，他的认识展现在弟兄姊妹们面前。
In this book, he revealed his learnings in front of the Lord to all the brothers and sisters.
在这本书最后的时候，他说到他在他们当中工作最主要的目的是他所求的就是他们做个完全人。
At the end of this book, he revealed his purpose of writing this book is that all of them will become perfect.
虽然他们属肉体，虽然他们还是个婴孩，但是他对他们的心意不改变，要他们进入完全。
Even though at that time they were still belong to their flesh, even though they were still infants, his purpose was not wavering towards them, is that they will become perfect.
不单是神在我们心中的心意，也是神的命令。他到后面他说：“你们要做完全人。”
It was not only God's will towards us, but also His commandments that He said, you need to become perfect.
我们对于完全这个字可能还需要再多一点认识啊。
We probably need a little bit more understanding of the word perfection.
我们呢曾经看过希伯来书第五章第十二节到第十四节，我们今天再来看一看。
We have read Hebrews chapter 5, 12 to 14. Today we want to revisit it.
希伯来书五章十二节他说呢，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。五章十二节
Hebrews 5 verse 12 For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of theOracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
凡只能吃干吃奶的都不熟练人的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone who partake only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant.
我有长大成人的，就是完全，这同样的字啊，我有完全的人才能吃干粮。
But solid food is for the mature. Mature here is perfection. They use the same word.
一面呢，他说呢，因为你们只能吃奶，这是别人读完了这个神的话，那个用很简单的话语就传给他们，只能吃奶，不能吃干粮，就是不能自己从神的话里面找出一些这真理来。
So he said they can only drink milk because people preach very simple words, very simple truths and facts to them, so they cannot digest the solid food but can only simplify using the simplified truth. They cannot find the truth in the words by themselves.
所以他们还是婴孩。
So they're still infants.
所以你要长大，要长大，要这个不当婴孩的话，你必须要吃干粮。
So if you want to be mature and perfect, you have to eat solid food.
你如果只能吃奶的话，你永远长不大。
If you always relying on milk, you will never grow up.
但是什么人上的人才能吃干粮呢？
But what kind of people can eat solid food?
他说我有那些完全人，长大成人才能吃干粮。
But he said only the perfect and mature people can eat solid food.
那我说我要吃干粮才能够长，对，才能够完全。那我要完全才能吃干粮。
So I would say I need to become mature so I can eat solid food, and I also can only eat solid food if I am mature.
这不是很矛盾吗？哈。
Isn't that very controversial? Contradictory.
如果这个完全是指的绝对的、终极的完全的话，没有人能够达到完全。对。
If this perfect means an ultimate perfect, then nobody can reach that level.
因为我们不完全就不能吃干粮，不吃干粮就不能完全。
Because if we're not perfect, then we cannot eat the solid food. And if we don't eat solid food, then we will never reach perfection.
所以这里的完全呢，一定是指的相对的，是慢慢慢慢增长的一个完全。到了一个地步，我们做一个地步，神就看我们是完全。
So the perfection we're talking about here is a relative perfection or a gradual perfection. So until one point, God will see us as perfect.
我们靠着主恩典吃一点干粮，吃完了，消化了，我们完全了。
By God's grace, we will eat a little bit of solid food and we will digest it, and then we become perfect.
我们完全了，我们再多吃一点干粮。
When we become perfect, we eat a little bit more of solid food.
总是这样一点一点的学习，最终达到神要我们要的完全的地步。
Little by little, we will reach the level of the ultimate perfectness that God calls us to be.
我想我们在读哥林多后书的时候，都有一个感觉，这卷书真是很深的一卷书。
I think we all have this feeling that 2 Corinthians is indeed a very profound book.
是保罗在主面前多年的学习神的教导带领。
It is.A conclusion of many years of Paul's learning and practice in front of the Lord.
那么很多时候这些太深了，我不可能达得到。
Sometimes we see as too profound to reach.
但是神的心意呢，是我们你能够明白多少，我们就学多少，我们就往前走多少啊。
But God's will toward us is, however much we understand, we move forward that much.
认识一点，学习一点，认识一点，学习一点，最终呢，神带领我们进入他的完全。
Learn a little bit more, move forward a little bit more, and ultimately God will lead us into the perfection.
那么在第十二节呢，他说到我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人。
In verse 12, he said we have this proud confidence in the testimony of their conscience.That in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom.
不靠着人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
They were not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, and they were more towards them.
那么这一节呢，可以当做整卷书的一个总结，啊，是保罗他在这卷书所要表达的。
This verse can serve as a summary of this book, as it shows us the theme of this book.
他们在地上行事为人、服事主，他们的根基是什么？
It shows us what's the foundation of what they were doing on the surface of the earth.
他在前书的时候呢，他用许多严厉的话责备他们中间所犯的错。
In the first book, he showed them some great admonishment in 1 Corinthians.
有些话说的真的是很重啊。
Some of the words were really hard to hear.
那么到后书的时候，他发觉不单是只是在话语上面的责备，他们还需要的是一个活在神面前一个属灵人的一个榜样啊。
In the second book, he revealed that those people didn't only need a admonishment.They also need an example of how to live a godly life.
他让他们看认识他们在怎么样子神面前怎么样的学习的，好像记得一个榜样，他们能够脱离肉体，他们能够进入完全。
He showed them an example of how to learn and live before God, so that they can stay, so they can get rid of their flesh and enter perfection.
所以他说呢，我们在世上为人呢，他们所凭的是神的圣洁和诚实。
So that he mentioned how they live is according to God's grace and pure and godly sincerity.
那么这更好的翻译呢，是我们是在因且是在他的圣洁和诚实里头行事为人。
So in English, it used the word in his holiness and in his godly sincerity.
所以一面呢是。神是怎么样的圣洁，他们怎么样的圣洁；神是怎么样的诚实，他们也怎么样的诚实。
On one hand is how holy God is, they are holy, and how sincere God was, they were godly sincere.
那么另外一方面呢，就是因为神是这样的圣洁，靠着神的圣洁，我们能圣洁；靠着神的诚实，我们能够诚实。
On the other hand, because God is holy, by God's grace.They can be gracious towards other people, and because God were godly sincere, they could also rely on God to be sincere to other people.
那么圣洁呢？只有 NSB 它的翻成 holiness 啊，是圣洁。那么其他的翻译本呢，都翻成了 simplicity 或者是 singleness， 就是单纯单一啊。
Only in NSB it was translated as holiness, but in other versions, it always was translated as simplicity.
那么其实这个这两方面呢是分不开的。
Indeed, these two aspects cannot be separated.
那么神的圣洁跟圣神的单一是分不开的。
God's holiness and God's simplicity cannot be separated.
圣洁是说我们跟世界不同，跟世界有分别的。
Holiness means we are different from the world and we're separated from it.
单一呢，说到里面的不复杂啊，咱们那个心思的那个专一啊。
Simplicity is talking about pure in hearts and the oneness of a heart.
那么神呢，他实在是一个伟大的神，实在是测不透的神。
God indeed is a great God. It's a God that's unmeasurable.
但是呢，神并不复杂。
But God is not complicated.
神其实是非常纯一的，或者是简单的，你可以认识他。
God in fact is actually very pure, and that you can come and know Him.
他呢是一个独一的真神，他是唯一的神，他不是三位神，三个神，他是独一的神。
He is the only God, even though He is a Trinity God. He is the one only true God.
无限大只能有一个。如果是这什么的神是那位创造宇宙万物的神，这神只能有一个。
Infinite God can only be one. If He's the one who created the universe, then He can only be one.
那么他的教导，他的在对百姓的带领，有很多很多层的话。
He's teaching and He's leading of His people. There are layers and layers of words.
那么的律法里面所写的实在是多，多到个地步，表示我们去行了，我们想记都记不住。
There's so numerous laws, rules and laws that we cannot.That not even mentioning that we want to act out on based on them, we cannot even memorize them.
那么说有一个文士的问耶稣说呢，什么是律法当中最重要的呢？
So there was a lawyer who asked Jesus what's the most important commandment in the law.
那么神就是主说呢，你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
So the Lord replied, you need to love God with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your heart.
其次呢，就相爱，就是要爱人如己。
And then you need to love your neighbors as yourself.
那么这两个是一切道理，神的话语，神的道理的总纲。
So these are the summary of all of God's words.
神的话语这么样的丰富，但是呢，他可以把整说的两句话，爱神，爱人。
God's word is so abundant, but we can summarize it into two words, love God and love people.
那么这个世界呢，给我们一个感觉就是非常的复杂啊，各式各样的想法。
When we look at this world, we find it so complicated, so many different kinds of people and thoughts.
那么我们一旦复杂起来的时候，我们就没有办法跟他那个有分别了。
But when we become complicated, then we cannot be separated from it.
但是呢，神呢，他是非常单一、非常简单的。
But God is very pure, very simple.
那么同时呢？他还是他说到他的诚实。
And then it talks about God's sincerity.
Sincerity 可能更好的翻译是真诚啊。那么也可以说呢，那么更好的一部分呢，说到神的真实。
So it can also be translated as sincerity or truthfulness.
我们的神呢是一位真实的神，不虚假的神。
Our God is an honest God, a truthful God.
那么约翰一书啊，在第五章的二十节他说呢，这我们知道呢，神的儿子已经来到了哈，并且把智慧赐给我们。
In 1 John chapter 5, it says that we know that the Son of God is here and he gives us the wisdom.
那么让我们能够认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面。
So that we can know the truthful one and we abide in the truthful one.
就是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
It is in his son, Lord Jesus Christ.
这是真神，也是永生。
It is the true God and it's in him there is eternity.
他说神是真实的神，他儿子也是那位真实的。
So it's saying that God is the truthful one and his son is also truthful.
那么这个真实呢，跟神的永生是紧紧相连的。
So the truthfulness is tightly related to God's eternity.
如果我们真实得到这永生，进入永生的话呢，我们经历一件事情，神是真实的，他的儿子是真实的。
If we want to experience the eternal life, we need to know that God is truthful and His Son is also truthful.
所以保罗在这里说呢，那么他们在世上行事为人呢，靠着两件事情，一个是神的圣洁，神的单一。
So Paul was saying that there were two things that they were relying on while walking on the surface of earth. One is God's holiness or simplicity, and another is God's sincerity.
这是他们在地上行事为人，在这服事主，他们的根基啊，他们的原则。
This is the foundation according to which that they were acting upon.
他说了，我说这些事情呢，不是自夸，不是要他要夸口哈。
He said he mentioned this was not to boast.
那么他是要他们能够认识他。
He wanted them to know him.
那么只有唯有认识他们真正的是什么样的一位人，那么在他们生活当中才会有起着大的改变。
Only that they come to know him, then it will have some impact on their life.
那么我们呢，在过去这经过我们受过很多年长弟兄们的那个话语上的带领。
In the past years, we were led by some elder brothers' teaching.
他们的话语真是纯净啊，非常的宝贝，让我们受很多的那个教导带领。
Their teachings were pure and precious, gave us a lot of guidance.
但是呢，我们都发觉呢，如果当我们更多认识的这位弟兄的时候，他在这地上怎么生活、怎么样服侍的时候，我们发觉我们里面的帮助更大。
And we realize if we know these brothers more, when we observe how they live, how they serve, it helps us to digest their teachings.
当我们看见我们听见我们弟兄不单是这么说的，啊，他就这么这样活的。
When we saw that our brothers were not only just talking about these principles, but they were living them out.
哇，我想我们在那个生活当中受的帮助可能更大。
It indeed had greater help of our own life.
那么这也是保罗他的心意啊，希望他们能够认识，真的是认识他们这些服事主的人，他们是在这神面前是怎么样生活的。
It was also Paul's intention that all these Corinthians will come truly know them how these servants live their life.
那你要怎么样认识一位人呢？一个人呢
？How can you know someone？
那么除了听他所说的以外呢，那么一个更容易认识的是跟他一同生活、一同服事、一同聚会啊。
Besides listening to what they say, you can also live with them.
我有在跟我们的弟兄一同生活、一同聚会的时候，才会真正在旁边看，真的认识这个什么样的人。
When I come and live with my other brothers and sisters, I realize I finally start to know what kind of person they are.
所以呢，他说我这既然这样深信呢，就早有意到你们那里去，叫你们再得益处。
So that he said he wanted to come to them twice, so then they could have twice of the blessings.
那么他盼望再跟他们一同生活。他们当中已经这个一同聚会生活一年半了，他希望能够再回去，再跟他们有一些聚会交通啊。
He wanted to go back with them. We know that at this point, Paul already lived with them for 1.5 years.So he desires more time of communicating and living with them.
借着跟他们在一起见面交通，然后让他们更多的认识他们在这些属主的仆人。
By living together and having more communication, Paul wished that they would see more of their life.
在约翰福音第一章里面呢，他记载一件事情。
In John chapter 1, there was an anecdote.
那时候那个约翰呢，为耶稣做见证了，说看啊，神的羔羊。
At that time, John the Baptist was having a testimony of Jesus. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
那么他的两个门徒约翰跟安德烈听见了，然后就跟着主了。
So at that time, his two apostles, John and Andrew, listened and they started to follow Jesus.
那主就问那时候你们要什么？
And Jesus turned and asked them, "What do you want?"
他们回答得很奇怪啊，他说在拉比在哪里住啊
？Their answer was really bizarre. They asked, "Where do you live?"
他不要什么，他只问说你在哪里住。
They didn't ask for anything. They asked, "Where do you live?"
那主的回答也很稀奇，他说你们来看。
The Lord's answer was also very interesting. He said, come and have a look.
他们知道这两个人，他要看看耶稣对他们他的夫子施洗约翰所见证的这一位，他到底是怎么样的一位人。
These two, they know in their hearts that they want to know who this person is that the John the Baptist witnessed.
主没有跟他说你们来，你跟我一起来住。他说你们来看。
The Lord didn't say, come and live with me. He said, come and see.
一个跟主住了一个晚上以后，安德烈就找他哥哥说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
After one night living with Jesus, Andrew told his brother, said, we met Messiah.
那么所以保罗他很清楚，他需要再跟这些弟兄姊妹在一起相处，在一起聚会，然后再这样有帮助。
So Paul also knew clearly that if he was living with his brothers and sisters, it would be beneficial to them.
所以他说呢，我就很早就有这个意思，要再到你们当中去。
So at the very beginning, he had this purpose to go back to them.
那他怎么去呢？
But how could he go there?
他说我要先到你们那边去，然后从那边经过到马其顿去，再从马其顿回到你们那里，然后再往犹太去。
So he has a plan to go visit them and then go from them to Macedonia and then to Judea.
他这个计划呢，产生了一些问题。
But there was some issue with this plan.
因为呢，他在前书第16章的时候啊，他说呢，我呢，定义啊，我要先去马其顿，再到你们那里，然后从你那里去犹太。
So before in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, his plan was first to go to Macedonia, and then go to them, and then go to Judea.
那时候呢，他已经是在第三次旅行步道，在以弗所已经待了两年了。
So that was the time of his staying in Ephesus during his third journey.
那么过了一年以后，就在他就要离开马那个以弗所的时候呢。 那个《使徒行传》第19章，他在这么说，他说他也定义先去马其顿，再到哥林多，然后再去犹太。
So after 1 year staying in Ephesus, also in Acts chapter 19, he also mentioned that he was determined to go to Macedonia first.
那么就在那时候呢，以弗所的发生一个暴动。
At that time, there was a riot in Ephesus.
有银匠啊，迪米丢啊，他因为他的保罗讲的道啊，使他们所做的行业被轻视啊。
There was a silver man called Demetrius that caused a riot against Paul's work.
他就那个煽动众人啊，产生一个暴乱啊。There
was a tribulations among people.
他那个严重到个地步啊，他在前后书之前讲说，我们那里被压，遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都没有了。
It was so severe that Paul mentioned it as the great tribulation upon them that they were even desperate for life.
那全程的暴动啊，他到里面他有感觉说，心里断定也是必死的，他就大概要殉道了。This
riot in the city was so great that the Paul believed it was the time for him to die.
后来这个暴乱呢，被这个城里的书记给安定下来了。
Later, the officials in the city calmed this riot.
那保罗他们呢，原来就要走，但是这时候有点被逼的非走不可。Before
they were already planned to leave, but this riot caused them have to leave.
那么就在这个时候呢，他离开之后呢，他写了《哥林多后书》。So
after they left Ephesus, he wrote the book Second Corinthians.
在后书的时候呢，因为刚刚经过这个暴动，他里面突然一个感觉，他应该先去。
Because of the riot, now he has this calling in his heart to go to Corinth first.
然后再去马其顿，然后再回到哥林多，然后再去犹太。
And then go to Macedonia, and then come back to Corinth, and then go back to Judea.
那么在那时候，他里面有点感觉，经过这暴动之后，这些哥林多的弟兄姊妹们会不会受到影响？
He has a question in his heart. After these riots, will all these brothers and sisters in Corinth change their faith?
会不会因为这件事情，他们信心的起了动摇？
Would their faith be trembled because of all these all these events.
所以呢, 他里面是好, 我要先去你们那里。
So in him, he has this determination that he will go to Corinth first.
可是没多久呢, 在一个使徒行传第23章的时候呢, 在那边记载的时候, 他真的去真的要起身的时候, 他还是先去马其顿。
However, he had this determination in Acts 20. He, when he were about to departure, he went to Macedonia first.
然后呢, 他才去哥林多,
and then Corinth.
那么待了3个月, 要从那里要准备要去犹太,
stayed 3 months before he went to Judea.
那么真的是他发觉了那个犹太人要害他。
At that time, he realized Jew was about to attack him.
所以呢, 他又改变了。 他又回到马其顿,
so he changed his plan again. He returned to Macedonia.
然后从马其顿经过小亚细亚, 回到犹大,
and from Macedonia, passing Asia Minor, and went back to Judea.
你看呢, 就只有三个地方, 马其顿, 哥林多跟犹大, 三个地方他都要去。
So there were only three places that he wanted to visit: Macedonia, Corinth, and Judea.
但是怎么去,他一遍再遍,一遍再遍。
But how, by what sequences, he had changed it many times.
那么,我们一直都觉得,这使徒嘛,彼得,那个保罗啊,在那个神在他身上的带领,他一定非常清楚,该去哪里,去哪里,非常清楚的。
We always think all these apostles, in their journey, they must know very clearly how God called them and where they need to go.
有些时候,他确实是这样。
Sometimes he was like that.
他们当初从安提亚被拆派出去的时候，是圣灵亲自说话， 我要再拆派巴拿巴跟保罗去传福音。
When they were sent from Antioch, it was very clear that the Holy Spirit said, "Separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work."
他们非常的清楚他们前面的道路是什么。
They were really sure about the path in front of them.
到第二次旅行布道的时候，他因为跟巴拿巴分开了， 他跟 希拉他就先到小亚细亚去看那些教会。
And during the second journey, he was separated from Barnabas and he went to Asia and to visit those churches in there.
但是呢，圣灵呢禁止他们在小亚细亚原来那些教会当中啊，那个传道。
However, Holy Spirit prohibited them to preach the gospel in Asia Minor.
那么就他们继续往西走，走到一半的时候，他们想往北边去，北边的比推尼去。
So they kept going to Bithynia in the west.
那么，他耶稣的灵也不许。
However, the Spirit did not permit them again.
所以他们再往西走，走到特罗亚的时候呢，看见马其顿的异象。
So when they kept going south, they saw the vision of
Macedonia. 那么，他们就过了海，到了欧洲传福音给那里的人。
So they crossed the ocean and reached Europe, preach gospel there.
他们这一路上，他们心里想一件事情，但是呢，圣灵不许，圣灵带领他。
During the journey, they had some determination, but the Spirit didn't permit them.
那么他们也顺服，他们也清楚，这是圣灵的带领。
They obeyed, and they were sure that it was by the Spirit's guidance.
有时候呢，他们那个做事呢，会受到撒旦的那个搅扰。
And sometimes there were hindrance from Satan.
在提撒罗尼迦前书的时候，他说呢，我有好几次要到你们那里去，去帮助你们。
In 1 Thessalonians, he said, "We wanted to come to you many times."
但是呢，撒旦拦阻我。But
Satan hindered us.
他们想去，但是他里面也清楚有撒旦的拦阻，所以他也去不了。They
wanted to go. In their heart, they were sure that there was a Satan's hindrance against them, so they couldn't go.
那么有的时候呢？ 是外面是这样的情形，但是里面的是另外一个代理。
Sometimes the outwardly it's one kind of situation, but inwardly they have another determination.
那么在他们呢，在第二章的第十二节啊，他这么说啊，他说我从前为了基督的福音到了特罗亚。 主也给我开了门，那是因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人往马其顿去了。
So in chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, he said, Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia.
那么他们去托特特尔传福音，主也开了门，但是呢，他们也他遇见提多，他里头不安。
So when they went to Troas and shared the gospel, they followed the Lord. But when he met Titus, he felt some anxiety in him.
那么这些外面的发生事情会影响他里面的感觉，所以他就也改变了外面的计划。
So the outwardly environmental change will also had an impact inside of his inside peace, and then later on they changed their plan.
那我说在这边的话呢，他里头因着以弗所那个暴动哈，所以他里面呢也就有一些感觉，他必须要改变他的计划。
Because of the Ephesus riot, he also had the sense of changing his plan.
那么对着保罗来讲的话，没有问题。
It was not a problem for Paul.
因为毕竟我们是人，神会错，神不会错，但是我们会错。
Because after all, we're human beings. God cannot be wrong, but we can be wrong sometimes.
那么他当时是这么觉得，应该改变计划。
So at that time, he felt there's a need to change the plan because that's how God was leading him.
虽然事后发觉呢，的计划还是不一样啊，他还是不对啊。
But later on, he found out the plan was still wrong, and they need to change it again.
对他是没问题的，但是他担心一件事情。
To him, it was not a problem, but he was still was worried about one thing.
担心这些弟兄姊妹们认为他是反复不定，这个忽视忽非的。
So he's worried that these brothers and sisters will think that he was not sure about coming to them.
因为他要他们认识他。 但如果他们认识那个保罗是一个反复不定、忽视忽非的话，对他们没有帮助的。He
wanted them to know him, but if they see him as someone who keep changing his mind, then it wouldn't be beneficial to them.
所以他说呢，我在你们中间传的道了，没有忽视忽非的。So
he says that the things I share with you, there is no both no and yes.
那么在我们。 我们在你们中间传的这个怎么儿子耶稣基督呢？总没有似而又非的，在他只有一事。He
said, "For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and everyone, was not yes and no, but is yes in Him."
那么在他只有一事呢？我想有至少有三个方面的意思。When
he said is yes in Him, I think he meant three things.
那第一个方面呢，就是神说的，他一定就做得到。 他说的是什么，就是什么。The
first is the first part of the yes is that when God said yes, He will complete it.
我们说的时候，有的时候会说错。我可能今天说要先去那个马其顿，结果呢，那明天我又说我要去先去格林多。For
us, sometimes we could say it wrong. Sometimes I said I will go to Macedonia first, but ended up I go to Corinth first.
但是呢，神不会错。神说了，他要怎么做，他就怎么做。But
God will never make mistakes like this. If He said yes to do something, He will complete it.
但他总没有是而又非的。He
never has yes and no in Him.
我想呢，这一点呢，说到神的真实啊。So
this is also talking about the truthfulness of God.
他所说的。 他必定做到，他所说的就是的这个事实。Whatever
he said, he completed. Whatever he says is the truth.
在那个约翰福音第三章，他说呢，说信的人有得永生，不信的人没有永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。In
John chapter 3, he says, Whoever believes has eternal life, and who doesn't believe will have the eternal wrath on him.
那么他说，只要你信。 你就有生，就得生。So
he says, if you believe, you will have the eternal life.
你得是不是得生命，完全在乎你信或者不信。Whether
or not you can receive these eternal life depends on whether you believe or not.
不会像到后来有些人再把福音加进去说，除了信以外，还要加上守律法，还要守割礼。It's
not like what other people did. They tried to add upon gospel the law and the circumstances.
那么在那个约翰福音第十章的时候，他说呢，我的羊听我的声音哈，那个我也保守他们，那么的属我的哈，他一个也不会失去啊。
And in John chapter 10, he also said that my lambs, my sheep listen to my voice and I protect them, belongs to me that no one will be snatched off.
那么这些羊不但是属我的，也是属父的，从没有人能够把羊从我父的手中夺去啊。
All these sheep belong to me and belong to God. No one can take them away from the Lord's hand.
所以呢，因为我们因着信，我们得生了，我们那个得救了。
So on the one hand, because of our belief, we get this, we have this new life.
我们是神的羊，我们是主的羊。
We are His sheep. We are Lord's sheep.
我们一旦信了主，是属他的人了，没有人能够把我们从他的手中夺去。
Once we believe Him, once we start belonging to Him, no one can take away us from Him.
神说是就是啊。
God said yes, and it is indeed will be fulfilled.
虽然跟我们天然人的想法，就人有很多人的想法不一样，但是神怎么说，就是怎么样成就。
For human beings, we have many different thoughts, but for God, whatever He says, He will fulfill it.
那这不单是只是主在地上33年半所说的话是这样子。
Not only during those 33 years when Lord were on the surface of earth, this was true.
我们的主呢，他就是那太初就有的道。
Our Lord was the word from the beginning.
那么说，整本圣经呢，都是说到我们的主耶稣基督他的心中他所说的。
The whole Bible was the words from the Lord.
圣经里头有很多地方我们不明白的。
There are many parts in the Bible that we have not yet understand.
我们现代的人用现代的想法、现代的科学去想，我们想不通的。
People living in modern world trying to understand it from a modern theology or a modern scientific theory.
但神怎么说，他就怎么是，他就要怎么样成就。
We cannot understand it through that way because God said what He is going to accomplish.
我们理智能明白也好，我们不明白也好。
Whether our mind can capture it, understand it or not.
现在的科学说它是对的也好，说它是不对的也好。
Whether today science said it's true or not.
神怎么说，他就怎么是，他就怎么样成就。
God said yes, and it will be fulfilled.
因为在他只有一事。
Because in Him there's only yes.
那么第二个方面呢，说到呢，它是属灵的实际。
And the second thing is that it is a spiritual.Reality.
神讲了许多的话，他的后面都有他的属灵的意义。
The words that God spoke, there are many spiritual meanings behind it.
神的名字呢，他就是我是。
God's name is I am.
那么我 I am 跟 yes 啊，虽然是不用同的字，但是他们是两个分不开的。
Even though I am and yes are not the same words, but they are not separable.
那么，因为他的名就是所是，所以呢，是一切属灵的后面呢，都是都指他自己。
Because his name is I am or yes, so behind all of the spiritual truths, they point to himself.
约翰一书说呢，神呢，他就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
In John, it says he is the light, and in Him there is no darkness.
说到他神就是爱。
Also said that God is love.
那么在约翰福音里头说呢，他说我们的主呢，就是那真光，照亮在一切在黑暗里头的人。
It says in John that God is the true light that shines upon people who are in darkness.
然后他就是那个真粮，是从天上神赐下来，赐给世人生命的。
And He is the true food who God gives to the people on earth.
那他就是那个真葡萄树，我们在葡萄上面能够那个结果子。
And He is the true vine. If we abide in Him, we will also bear fruits.
那么他是属灵的实际，他就是在他只有一世。
So he is the reality of our spiritual life, and in him there was only, there is only yes.
任何那个那个圣经上的真理啊，我们讲了许多道理，如果跟我们的主离开的话，没有任何属灵的价值。
All of the truth that we're teaching according to Bible, if it's separated from the Lord, there is no spiritual meaning.
那么他就是那个属灵的实际。
He is the spiritual reality.
那么因为在他只有一事。
Because in him there's only yes.
那么第三方面呢，这特别在这里所说到的。
And the third thing, especially was talking, Paul was talking about here.
那么二十节呢，在英文里面呢，他的还有一个字，他说因为啊。
In chapter verse, there is a word said for.
那么因为神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
Paul said, for as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes.
那么神在圣经中他给了许许多多的应许。
Throughout the Bible, God gave a lot of promises.
那么这些应许呢，一个一个都要成就。
All of these promises will come true one by one.
因为在他只有一事，他说了，他必定成就。
Because there is only yes. Once he said, he will finish it.
那么这些呢，那个这些应许呢，他说不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
So no matter how many promises are there in Jesus Christ, it is only yes.
那么在圣经里面呢，他说到了许许许多的应许，神的应许。
In the Bible, it mentioned numerous promises.
那么他最主要的应许呢，是应许他的儿子耶稣基督的。
The most important promises was about his son, Jesus Christ.
那么他在创世纪的时候，他就应许那女人的后裔有一天要来。
In Genesis, he mentioned that one day offsprings of the women will come.
他要这个破碎那个蛇的头。那么蛇要伤他的脚跟。
It was mentioned that this child will crush the serpent, and the serpent will hurt his ankle.
这个女人后裔就是玛利亚所生的神的儿子耶稣基督。
This offspring of the woman was Jesus Christ, who was born through Mary.
他向亚伯拉罕应许说呢，万国都要因你的后裔得福。
As Abraham mentioned, kingdoms will be blessed.Through your descendants.
保罗说那后裔是单数的，是指着耶稣基督来讲的。
And Paul highlighted that the descendant was singular, was pointing to Jesus Christ.
在以赛亚书第七章说呢，他说呢，看必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
In Isaiah chapter 7, it says the virgin will give birth to a child. People will call him Emmanuel.
在第九章他说呢，必有那个一子为我们而生，必有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
In Isaiah 9 it says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
那么政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
他的名要称为奇妙、测试、和平的和平永在的父、和平的君全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And his name will be called Almighty God.
全能神，永在的父。
Eternal Father and Peaceful Prince of Peace.
那么都是指的耶稣基督有一天他在国度里面他要掌权的。
It's all pointing to that one day Lord Jesus will.Ruled his kingdom.
那么，所以圣经里面一个最主要的应许，就是指耶稣基督来讲的。
So the most important promise was pointing to Lord Jesus.
从他怎么样出生，他怎么样在地上要死，到有一天他还要再来那个再掌管国权。
Was pointing to how he was born, how he lived, and how he will come again rule the kingdom.
都是指的他的儿子耶稣基督讲的。
All were pointing to his one begotten son.
就是神的应许，不论有多少，在基督都是是的。
So no matter how many promises of God are there, they're all yes.
所以借着他也都是实在的。
So through him, it's all reality.
神的应许不但是关乎他的儿子，他有时候他的一些应许也是关乎个人的。
His promises are not always about the Son of God. Sometimes it's related to individuals.
那么这些应许呢，要成就呢，也必须在他儿子耶稣基督里头。
All these promises God need to be fulfilled through His Son.
在圣经里面有一个字啊，我们常常会感到迷惑，就是神会后悔。
There is one word in Bible. Sometimes we are confused by it. It's the word regretted.
我们在认为的后悔呢，就是神曾经这么说了，所以后来他神反悔了。
So our first understanding of this word is that God made His plan and then He regretted.
他在创世纪的时候，他首先他应许这人要生养众多，遍满地面。
In Genesis, He promised to bless men and let them be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
但是到挪亚的时代的时候呢，那么他看见地上的人都是罪恶，满了罪恶哈。那么对这个地整个神的罪也充满了全地。
But during the ages of Noah, he saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth.
那么神就后悔造人在地上了，他心中被那个悲哀。
So he regretted making man, and he was sorrowful.
所以呢，他降洪水把当时的世界给灭了。
So he caused flood to destroy the world.
在列王的时候呢，那么他曾经立了扫罗为王。
During the age of kings, he chose Saul to be the king of Israel.
他应许呢，他说他必做我民以色列的君，他要带领我的以色列民啊，脱离非利士人的手。
So he promised that he will use Saul to deliver Israelites out of the hands of Philistines.
那么这是神对着扫罗对着以色列的应许。
So this was promised towards Saul and Israel.
但是当有一天，那个扫罗他违背了神的命令。
But one day Saul disobeyed God's command.
转去不跟随神的时候。
He turned away and did not follow God.
神就对撒母耳说了，说我立扫罗为王，我后悔了。因为 他转去不跟从我。
So God told Saul that he was regretted by making him a king because he turned away from God and did not follow him.
当人离开神作恶，这个离弃神的时候
，When people left God and commit sin against God，
神收回了他的应许。
God will withdraw His promise.
当扫罗离弃神，不遵守他的命令的时候，神也收回他的应许。
When Saul disobeyed God's command, God also withdraw His promise.
所以神的应许除了基督以外啊，那么所有的应许都必须在基督里面成就的。
All of God's promises, except the promise of Jesus Christ, must come true through Jesus Christ.
所以当人离开基督的时候。
So when a person leaves Jesus Christ,
当他们作恶违背神的时候
when they commit sin and left Jesus,
神会收回他的应许。
God will withdraw His promise.
因为神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
Because the promises of God are yes in Jesus.
所以借着他也都是实在的，是阿们的。
So through Jesus, it is amen and yes.
那么神的应许是这么样的丰富，这么样子的完全，但是他有一个原则，必须走在他儿子的道路里头。
God's promise is indeed very abundant and full, but the one principle is that it has to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
那么神他是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
他是说的话，他必定成就。
He will make His word come true.
但是是必须在他基督耶稣在他的儿子耶稣基督里面成就的。
But only come true in His Son Jesus.
那么底下这句话呢，我们不太明白啊。
And the following sentence, sometimes we got confused by it.
他说叫神因我们得荣耀。
It says, therefore, also through Him, is our amen to the glory of God through us.
这里我们读的时候，他既然是在基督里面成就的话，他应该说呢，那么叫神因基督得荣耀，对不对？
So Since we need to have these promises in Christ, shouldn't it say Amen to the glory of God through Christ? Because all God's promises are based in Christ. When promises are fulfilled in Christ, God will receive the glory. So the people will see that God is the one who keeps his promises and is the loving God. But here Paul said, to the glory of God through us.
神的应许的成就, 一方面, 祂是信实的神,
God's promises on one hand will be fulfilled because God is faithful.
但是神的应许呢, 有另外一部分是跟我们有关系的。
But on the other hand, God's promises is also related to us.
神一面呢, 祂不在祂儿子以外有任何的应许。
One, on the one hand, God doesn't have any promises outside of His Son.
但是他的所有的应许都是向人类做的，为了我们做的。
But all His promises are for us.
那么我们信不信实，就影响了，关乎了神的应许是不是能够成就。
Whether or not we're faithful will have a direct impact of whether the promises will be fulfilled or not.
当初就是亚伯拉罕，他遵守他。 服从了神的命令，他离开了加勒利的乌尔，所以神从他后裔当中，他应许那个神的儿子耶稣基督。
Because Abraham obeyed and left his hometown Ur, so then his descendant will become and then the Christ will come through his descendants.
那么因着玛利亚的顺服，神可以借着他，让他能够从童女怀孕。
And because of Mary's obedience, the Lord will come through this virgin.
那么也因着约瑟的顺服, 所以让基督在地上有一个完整的家。
And because of Joseph's obedience, Lord Jesus will have a family on earth.
所以神的应许呢, 神做许多的事情都有两面的, 一面是神的一面, 也是我们这一面的。
So everything that God does, there are two-sided. One side is on Him and one side is on us.
一面来说呢，我们是神所拣选的。
On one hand, we were selected by God.
一面呢，我们呢要靠着信心来接受那个神的祝福。
On the other hand, we need to receive His blessings by faith.
所以呢，神是信实，但是呢，祂的信实的成就跟我们是有息息相关的。
So God is faithful, but how He's going to show His faithfulness also depends on us.
所以底下他说呢，那在基督里坚固我们和你们的，并且高我们的就是神。
So Paul later said, now He who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God.
所以呢，他一面他在基督里面应许了。
So on one hand, He gave us promises in Christ.
他一面呢，他在基督里面要坚固我们。
On the other hand, He strengthened us in Christ.
叫我们能够称为能够承受神应许的器皿。
So that we can bear His promises as vessels.
如果我们失信了。 If
we fail to be faithful.
神的应许呢，就没有可承受的。There
is no vessel to bear God's promises.
所以他在基督里面要坚固我们。
So He needs to strengthen us in Christ.
他首先呢，他用高我们。
First, He anointed us.
那么高呢，我想至少说个两个方面。For
anointment, there were two aspects.
那一面呢，就说到我们分别为圣。
First thing is that we were separated and become holy.
当摩西盖完那个会幕之后，他用膏涂抹每一个物件。
After Moses built the tabernacles, he used oils to anoint all of the pieces.
使他们每一个物件都能够分别为圣。
So that all of the every part of the tabernacles can be sanctified and separated for the Lord.
神也用膏膏我们，让我们跟这世界有分别。
God also anointed us so that we can be separated from this world.
这是膏的第一个方面的意思。
That's the first aspect of anointment.
那么膏油呢？圣经也说到呢，是在里面的带领。
Anointing was also talking about the inward guidance.
那么在约翰一书里面，他说呢，他说 里面有神的恩膏在这里面，住在你里面呢，可以带领你们，教训你们。
In 1 John, it said, But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you.
他把我们分别为圣之后，他把膏油涂在我们里头。
After he sanctified us, he anointed us inwardly.
我们每个人在里面都能够明白认识神的心意是什么。
So that inside of us, we can understand God's will.
神的恩膏在我里面亲自教导我们，让我们知道或向左或向右的。
God's anointing of us gives us this inner guidance, teach us to go left or right.
那么这是神，他用膏油膏我们。
God anointed us with oil.
那么他在第二个，他用印了我们。
Second thing is that He sealed us.
那么印呢，也说到两个方面的意思。
There are also two aspects of the sealing.
那么印呢，一面呢说到主权，他的所有权。
The first part about the seal is the ownership.
那么当我们信主之后，神就印了我们。
After we believe God, God sealed us.
他圣经说他有圣灵的膏在我们里头，有基督的膏，圣灵的印，有基督的印印在我们里头。
In Bible it says we were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
那么更让人知道啊，我们是属神的人。
So that the world will know that we belong to God.
也许我们不是那么清楚我们基督徒的身份。 在世人面前有多么样的重要？
Probably we don't understand how important our identity is belonging to God in front of other people.
但是当世人知道我们是基督徒的时候，
But when the world knows that we are Christians,
他们会用不同的标准来衡量我们。
They will have a different standard towards us.
他们对他自己是一个要求，对别人是一个要求，对基督徒是另一种要求。
They have one standard for themselves, they have another standard for other people, but they hold a different standard towards Christians.
别人都这么做的时候, 他们也许不会讲话。
When other people are doing some kind of things, they probably will remain silent.
但是他当知道我们是基督, 基督徒还这么做的时候, 他们里面就不同意了, 哈。
But when they know that we are Christians and they see Christians are doing that, they will start to disagree with you.
因为呢，我们有膏，是因为有印印在我们里头，让我们让人世人知道我们是属神的，属神的人应该有不同的表现的。Because
we were inwardly sealed, so that we should show other people that we have a different behavior.
那所以呢，在第二个方面呢，在那个以弗所书了，在那个第四章这么说啊。So
in Ephesians chapter 4, it says.
他说呢，污秽的言语啊，一句都不可出口。 只要谁是说造就人的好话，
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary, and let it be out of your mouth.
叫听见的人得益处，
So that it may impart grace to the hearers.
他说了，不要叫圣灵担忧。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子的来到。
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
当我们受了神的印记之后，
After we receive this seal from God.
因为呢，神在我们身上宣告了他的主权。
On one hand, that God is revealing His authority over us.
向人世人宣告，我们不属世界，我们是属神的人。
He's proclaiming to the world that we don't belong to the world, but we belong to God. Because of this seal on us,
他会管制我们的口,
He will govern our word. He will govern how we let things come out of our mouth.
他说一句污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
He says, no corrupt word proceed out of our mouth.
因为我们有神的印记在我们身上。
Because we have the seal from God.
如果我们做的话, 会叫圣灵担忧的。
If we do so, we will grieve the Holy Spirit.
这是这个神兼顾我们，一面用他的膏膏我们，一面他把我们印上他自己的印记。
So by anointing and seal, God strengthened us.
那第三方面呢，他是用赐圣灵在我里面做凭据。
Another, the third thing that he gave us is this pledge that he gave to us through the Spirit.
那么这凭据或是做值或者抵押品，嗯。
A pledge is like a guarantee.
Guarantee. 是的，我们有的时候说话我们会叫圣灵担忧。
Yeah, sometimes we do say words that would grieve the Holy Spirit.
有的时候呢，我们摸不着膏油的感觉是什么。
Sometimes we do not feel this anointing.
那么我们因此走错了路，我们也没有走到神的心意是那个道路上。
So sometimes we would go down a wrong path and we walked away from the Lord's will.
那么当事后发觉的时候，我们会灰心，我们会丧志。
And when we realize that, we probably will lose our heart and we will lose our faith.
怎么信了主这么多年了，还说这个话？
Why would I still say such a thing after so many years following Jesus Christ?
信了主这么久了，我还不知道神的心意。
After so many years of following him, why still I don't know his will?
但是感谢主，神他坚固我们，他把圣灵摆在我们里面，当作值，当作一个确据啊。
But thank God that he placed this Holy Spirit in us to be the pledge of us.
那我们看见呢，不是因着我们怎么样，神救了我们。
To show us that it's not because of how good we are that God saved us.
他让我们看见呢。不管我们怎样的软弱，神仍然与我们同在。我们仍然是属神的人。
He showed us that no matter how weak we are, God is still with us, and He is still with us, and He still saves us.
神把圣灵赐给我们，当作抵押品，告诉我们，有一天我们要被磨成神儿子的样子。
He gave His Holy Spirit to us as a pledge to announce to us that one day we will become like Jesus Christ.
是的，我们在生活当中，我们常常我们不清楚我们前面的道路。
Yes, in our life, we sometimes don't know what's in front of us, what's the path that we are going down.
保罗在这么简单的一件事情上，那么在很短的一个时间里面，他的那个计划一变再变。
In such a short time, in such a simple plan, Paul kept changing his plan.
因为呢，我们毕竟是有限的。
Because we are limited.
我们会错。
We could be wrong.
我们感觉对神的感觉跟里面会错。
Our feelings toward God can be wrong too.
但是神不会错。
But God never wrong.
神永远是是的。
God is always yes.
是的，我们会错。
Yes, we could be wrong sometimes.
但是不表示说我们没有神的信实。
But it doesn't mean that we don't have God's faithfulness upon us.
我他说呢，我指着神的信实来说啊。
Paul said, "I said it according to God's faithfulness."
不管我们做了这些的计划，到底改变几次
？No matter how many times we had to change our plans.
但是呢，神是信实的。
God is faithful.
那么神永远不会错。
God will never wrong.
因为他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
所以我们也会信，我们也是信实的。
So that we can be also faithful.
只要我们在他里头，那么。信实要显在我们的身上。
As long as we are in Him, we will be encouraged by faithfulness.
信实是圣灵所结的果子。
Faithfulness is one of the spiritual fruit.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Spiritual fruits are love, peace, kindness.
仁爱、恩慈、良善。
Patience.
恩慈 kindness
goodness
然后呢信实温柔节制
and faithfulness gentleness and self-discipline
信实是圣灵在我们身上所结的果子
faithfulness is one of the spiritual fruits that we can bear
是圣灵要在我们里面做成的一个性格
it's one of the characteristics that the Holy Spirit will work on us
我们上次说到苦难的患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练是性格。
Last time we mentioned that suffering will produce endurance, and endurance will produce character, and character is one of the characters.
人的完全,
So when we grow up, to show our maturity, characters are the signs.
一个完全的人,
A perfect man will first reveal in his perfect character.
那这在你们看见的,他第一个我们需要学习的,需要建立起来的性格就是神的信实。
So we see that the first character we need to build is God's faithfulness.
因为神是信实的,
because God is faithful.
什么我们也是信实的,
so that we shall be faithful too.
那我们许了诺言,我们必定遵守。
If we promise something, we need to keep it.
我们答应要做的事情,我们尽力做到。
If we agree to do something, we shall try our best to do it.
信实它跟可靠连在一起的。
Faithfulness most of the time is linked to trustworthy.
是的，我们常常会改变，我们好像没有办法那样子那样信实。
Yeah, sometimes we keep changing and cannot be as faithful as we want it to be.
但是呢，是这个完全的性格是一天一天慢慢的建立起来的。
But a perfect character is built by days.
神的心意是要我们进入完全。
And God's will is that we will enter perfection.
能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And we will grow up to the measure of Lord Jesus' height.
而这个完全是在我们身上许多的性格上面所培养出来的。
And this perfection will reflect on all the characters that we are building.
那么保罗在这卷书里头，当他们进入完全，他第一个他想到的圣灵带领呢，就是神的信实。这个信实也要在我们身上。
When Paul was teaching them about reaching this perfection in Corinthians, the first fruit that he thought of was faithfulness.
但愿神的信实的性格能够坐在我们里头。
And the Lord will have this, will work on us to reach this faithfulness.
让我们有一天能够进入完全，像他儿子的完全一样。
So that one day we can enter the perfection as the Lord's perfection.
我们接着一些祷告。Let
us have a prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we praise and thank you.
因为你是信实的神，所以我们今天还能够在这里站立得住。
Because you are a faithful God, so we can still stand here today.
因为你是这样的信实，我们能够走在这条道路中。
Because you are such faithful God, so we can walk on this path.
是的，我们会软弱，是的，我们会不清楚前面的道路。
Yes, we are weak, and sometimes we don't know about the road in front of us.
但是深深相信你的信实要坐在我们里头。
But we deeply believe that you will work your faithfulness in us.
因为你是那位信实的神,
because you are the faithful God.
你的应许必定成就,
your promise are all yes.
既然应许我们有一天要长大成人,满有基督长成的身量,
and you promise us one day we will reach the maturity of Jesus Christ.
知道你的完全必定有一天要坐在你的儿女们身上,
we know that one day your perfection will be reflected in us.
叫神因着我们能够得荣耀,
so that the glory will belong to God through us. We pray this in Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.